SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, brings you another program in its series, New Swiss Talents. Today, Carlo Brunner, folk music multi-instrumentalist.
This tune, a schottische, features on clarinet Carlo Brunner and his father Ernst Brunner, who wrote this melody for the two of them. The title, Father and Son, of course. Carlo Brunner, born on April 22, 1955, at Küsnacht on Lake Zurich, grew up in an atmosphere of music since his father was already a very popular folk musician. Carlo began to develop an active interest in music at the tender age of only 10, playing first the clarinet and soon performing in his father's band. At the age of 14, he already had his own country music group, which even won a first prize in a big competition. Before long, he was composing his own music, and the Forest Bird Schottische, which he wrote when he was still a teenager, has turned out to be his most successful piece so far. Thank you. Despite his boyish good looks and his youthful age, Carlo Brunner is already a seasoned professional. He has a wide musical horizon, and his talents as a musician are unusually broad. He is both a composer and a performer, and even though he is basically faithful to the central Swiss style of writing and playing country music and simply hates mixtures of styles, he considers any new development in music worth studying, providing the right degree of musicianship and good taste is applied. As a virtuoso performer, he's not afraid to tackle even the most demanding numbers written by Swiss country music greats. Listen to Carlo again on clarinet in the late Jost Ribari Sr.'s famous number, Somersaults. After the clarinet, Carlo Brunner turned to the saxophone, especially the soprano, then to the accordion, the piano, and the bass. He masters them all so well that today, making use of modern recording techniques, he's able to play all the instruments in a country music performance all by himself. For example, two clarinets, accordion, piano, and string bass, in his own composition, Playback Schottisch. While on the one hand, Carlo is almost a purist when it comes to traditional Swiss country music, he likes to compose and play other types of music of a popular character as well. His Pick March won first prize in 1980 in a national competition for the best marching tune. We might add that in Switzerland, marches are also part of the Swiss country dance music repertoire. In the field of light music in a popular country vein, Carlo Brunner has earned his spurs also with performances like this one, in which he plays five saxophone parts, two alto, two tenor, and one baritone, as well as clarinet. He's accompanied by Willy Valotti, accordion, Uli Moser, bass, and Guido Minicus, piano, who composed the tune Musicians' Congress. Thank you. In closing this musical portrait of Carlo Brunner, we hear another rather special recording which features a group consisting only of band leaders. Jost Ribari Jr. soprano sax, Carlo Brunner and Hans Areker clarinets, René Vicky accordion, Alois Schilliger piano, and Kari Kaiser bass. This all-star Swiss country band plays a Ländler written especially for this occasion by Carlo Brunner, Hans, Carlo, and Jost.
This has been another new Swiss Talents program in the series Musica Helvetica, featuring folk musician, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Carlo Brunner. Musica Helvetica is part of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's International Transcription Service.